Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Introducing four new Encourage contributors. Do you know why we do what we do here at Encourage? Why we share stories about our struggles and God's strength? Why we write about the pain and beauty of ordinary life and how God's power and presence meet us there? Because we believe stories are a tool God uses to impart courage to His daughters to help us live out our calling as members of the body of Christ. Our writers show up here every day to reveal the inner workings of their lives so you can more clearly see the goodness of God in your own. We are not perfect messengers, but we are dedicated followers of Jesus. We are followers who want to know His ways and orient our lives around them so the light of His love and power can reach every corner and cranny of this dark world, beginning with the crevices of our very hearts. We are over the moon to introduce you to four truly fabulous women who are joining our community of Jesus storytellers. These writers will bless you with their wisdom, joy, and humor. We can't wait to learn from their unique and layered stories and how God continues to heal, guide, and empower them. Seriously, we could not be more excited. Please meet our new Encourage contributors in their own words. Jenny Erlingson. Hello, friends. I'm Jenny, an Alabama-born Nigerian-American currently living in the land of fire and ice. I've learned to never say never to God because when I married my Viking husband, I was never moving to Iceland. And once the Lord called us, I was never moving to my husband's hometown. Welp, one seriously supernatural dream later, we live in his small but sweet village on the southern coast. Before dwelling among lava rock, erupting fissures, and waterfalls, I served on the pastoral staff of my home church in Huntsville, Alabama. My degrees are in social work, but I jumped right into vocational ministry. Encourage has been so impactful to me, and I also love encouraging others at the root level, helping them cultivate Christ-centered identity, intimacy, and influence. This flows into the books I write and help others create. I'm the author of creative nonfiction, and my debut novel, Her Part to Play, releases this June. The little girl in me who wrote stories about her Barbies is overjoyed. I think I'm a kind, strong, and outgoing woman, but I crave moments of solitude. A cozy chair with a novel, snacks, and coffee? Yes, please. But these moments are not as frequent as they were during my Babysitter's Club and Sweet Valley High era, okay? Did I mention my four adorably feisty kids? When I'm not mothering them or ministering with my husband, you'll find me in the margins, scribbling words I hope tell the glory and goodness of God. I'm thankful to get to share more with our Encourage community from that beautifully messy but deeply anchored place. Bring the chairs. I'll bring the snacks, and we'll hang out in those margins together. Laura Kelly Fanucci. Hello from Minnesota. I'm Laura, and I'm delighted to join the Encourage community. I became a writer when I was a bewildered new mom, fresh out of graduate school for theology, and wondering where to find God in the mess of motherhood. I started writing about parenting and spirituality back in the blogging days, but in 2022, I turned my Mothering Spirit site into a collaborative gathering place for mother writers around the globe, a longtime dream to create space for diverse writers and readers to connect around shared joys and struggles of faith. I spent 11 years working on ecumenical theological projects on calling and vocation, so I love hearing where people are feeling God's nudges, especially in surprising places. Lately, I write about everyday spirituality at The Holy Labor, my weekly Substack, and I've authored books on parenting, discipleship, calling, and grief. My husband and I went through infertility, miscarriage, and the loss of our twin daughters after their premature birth. So I'm always searching for God in the broken places and seeking to share light in darkness. But I'm also a firm believer that humor is holy, so I'm forever a half step away from a huge laugh and a sarcastic aside. I live in the suburban wilds near Minneapolis with my husband of 18 years and our 5 boys. Yes, it's an energetic, messy house. With the sparse free time I have these days, I love reading, music, poetry, and laughing with my kids. Most recently, I'm a breast cancer survivor, so I will lovingly bug you to get your mammogram and prioritize caring for the body God gave you. Joining Encourage is a delight because building community with other women has been one of the great joys of my life. I can't wait to connect with you. Ligia Andrade. Hola, amigas. I'm Ligia, pronounced Ligia. I was born in Guatemala and reside in Canada, the most beautiful country in the world. Sometimes I cannot believe I get to call this country home. Sure, we don't have a Target or a Trader Joe's, but the stunning scenery, experiencing all 4 seasons, and the amazing people here more than make up for it. I'm happily married to my husband, Alan, of 13 years, and we are raising our 3 kids, 16, 14, and 11. Navigating these teen years, we often experience high school flashbacks as we deal with dating and play Uber driver, but I would have it no other way. I am mostly known for my delicious barbacoa tacos, if you know, you know, speaking Spanglish, and intentional hospitality. Still, most importantly, I am known for loving God and loving people. Most days, you can find me connecting with women from various communities, in person or online. There's nothing better than making new friends and learning about women from all life paths, each with their own story. With a passion for women to come to know Jesus through community, my husband and I launched ANEW in 2019. ANEW is a women's ministry devoted to fostering community and connection while pointing women to Jesus as we equip and empower them to solidify their identity in Christ. I have loved being a part of the Encourage community, which has been a constant source of blessings to me through its active online presence. It is an honor to now join the team and be able to serve you this season. And Tyra Rains. Hi, everybody. I'm Tyra. I cannot wait to get to know you all. If I could, I would love to have each of you over to my house, sip a latte, hear your story, and laugh for hours. I have to be honest and tell you, I'm sure I'd have tears part of the time as well. I'm invested in people. Jesus, my marriage, my family, our church, and sunshine are my life. My husband, Darian, and I have raised 3 awesome kids. They are all married to the best humans and have so far given us 5 perfect grandbabies. In our off time, you're likely to find us eating, on a family walk, boating, or just hanging out at the table. Pastoring with my husband and leading Virtue, a movement of women striving to live uncommonly in a common world, is my passion. Gosh, I love both of those things. Weekly, we watch people transform in the presence of God. It's beautiful. Virtue is also a book and curriculum I wrote after spending time with a group of girls who believed their lives could never be more than mediocre. A mediocre life is not okay. Life to the fullest is the message Jesus has called me to share. I'm in awe of the life change it's brought so far. It's a joy to be part of this Encourage family. I'm honored to have the opportunity to share in your walk with the Lord. Let's be friends. Don't you just love them already? Please offer your warmest Encourage welcome to these new sisters. Click over to today's devotion at encourage.me and leave a welcome comment. And be sure to tune in every day next week to hear each of their first devotions straight from their hearts. We know you'll be encouraged. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
On Saturday, March 30th, don't miss the premiere of An Easter Bloom, an all-new Dayspring original movie on Hallmark Channel. In this touching story, a young gardener sets out to save her family farm by entering a floral competition for Easter. Along the way, she meets a local pastor who helps her restore the hope she lost. The movie premieres on Saturday, March 30th at 8, 7 Central, only on Hallmark Channel. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.